Hello everyone, welcome to our podcast, All Stories. Today we have a very special guest to talk about his great grandfather, the famous Robin Hood.
Yes, Iago, you're right. We're ready to talk with the great grandson of Robin Hood, Matthew Hood.
Hello my friends, it's my first time talking in a podcast. I'm a little bit nervous.
Don't worry, we don't want to hard questions and you don't have to answer all. And if you want to start, can you tell us when did Robin live?
Yes, Robin lived in the Middle Age. At that time, most people were poor. There were many taxes and little justice.
It explains why Robin was so popular for helping poor people. Where did he live?
He spent most part of his life in Nottingham, specifically in the Sherwood Forest.
Sherwood Forest was an ideal place to hide. Robin Hood and his group lived there, far from the police. But who was Robin Hood? What did he do?
He was an outlaw, but he wasn't bad.
Yes, he acted in a fair way, and he protected the Welsh people.
But tell us, what did Robin really do?
He stole the money from rich people,
specifically outlaws.
Yes, and he gave that what he got to the poor people.
That's his own Justin symbol.
With what people did he live and what was the name of his group?
He wasn't alone. His friends, they were like a family. Each one had a different ability and all were loyal. Who was his main enemy?
That's a tough question. His main enemy was the Nottingham Sheriff because he abused the power he had.
Yes, he charged unfair taxes and punished the people. Which were his values?
His values were courage, solidarity and loyalty, and sense of justice.
And why was he so famous?
Because his history has been told for 4 centuries in songs, books, films. Which is his legacy?
Nowadays, he's still popular, and it shows people that helping other people is very important.
So, this is the end of the podcast. Thank you, Matteo, for coming to our podcast. Thanks for listening to our podcast. See you soon.